Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin Daf Samach. We are starting right at the top at the beginning of the ninth parak, and in the Vilna Surah daf, it's all the way at the end of Nun Hayom Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So Moshe tells us Kol Gagos Yerushos Achas. All the roofs of the city are considered like one Rishos. Ubavat Shalei Gagovei Asara No Chasara. As long as one roof isn't 10 tefachim higher or lower than the other one, Divrei Meir. That's Meir's opinion. According to him, all roofs of the city that are basically on the same level are considered like one, and we're allowed to carry from one to the other. This is as long as the kalim were shavus on the roof before Shabbos, meaning before Shabbos the kli was on the roof, so it's mutter to carry them to the other ones. Why is that? So the chiddush is Rameir, even though we have diurim chalukin lamato, we have different people living underneath these roofs, we do not say that it's considered like diurim chalukin lamala. Why is that? Because ein tashmishan tadir, the usage of the roof is not normal, it's not classic, it's not standard, people don't really use the roof all the time, therefore the whole roof could be considered like one. Now the reason why there can't be a tentafach height between them is because even though they are all considered rishos hayachid, we're afraid that if a person is allowed to transfer from one roof to the other, which is 10 tefachim above or below it, he might be in a Rishus Rabim, place something onto a pillar, which is 10 tefach tall, but that's Rishus Yachid, and that would be an Isra Dairaisa, transferring from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid, so therefore on the roof we have to be careful. Now, Vacham or Vacham say, call Echad Vach Rishus B'fnei Atzma, each roof is considered like its own Rishus, and that's because they hold that Diyurim Chalukin Lamata makes it Diyurim Chalukin Lamala, and therefore each roof is considered like its own thing. Rav Shimon Amir, he says, and he's the most makel, Echad Gagos, Vechad Chateris, Vechad Karpifais, whether we're talking about the roofs of the city, Chatserus of the city, or different karpev, they're all considered like one rishos. Lekelim shishavsu l'soichan, regarding kelim that their shvisa started before Shabbos in one of these areas. V'lo lekelim shishavsu b'seichabayis, but not for kelim that were inside the house. And we're going to talk about this later on in the Gemara. So we're quoting Mishnah Kol Gagos Yerushos Achas V'chulu. Rabbi Yosi Rabban Amar, he tells us that his spagan Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel argue in Shitas Rav Meir how to understand it. Shmuel Rav Shmuel says Ad Beis Asayim, they were only allowed to carry freely in between different roofs up until the area of Tu Beis Sa. Whereas Rav says Metalton Bam Afilu Kur Afilu Kurayim, we could carry here even up until a kur or two kur, which means you're basically not limited to how much you're allowed to carry. What's this machlokes? So according to both of them, the roofs are considered enclosed because of good asik. We take the walls of the house and we extend them upwards, so it's like all these roofs are surrounded by mechitzas. However, according to Shmuel, we say it's not considered to be hukaf ledira, because just because people live down below, people don't live up above, so even though they are surrounded by walls, it's not considered to be mukaf ledira. Therefore, we know just like by a regular karpef, which is not hukaf ledira, we're limited to two beisa, so too the roofs as well, we're allowed to transfer freely in between them, but we're limited to two beis saw. Whereas Rav says, no, we say good asik. It's considered like we have mechitz around the whole thing, and it is considered like there's diura in here. It is considered like it's mukaf ledira. Therefore, there is no limitation to how much he's allowed to carry in between all these roofs. Now, by maimer, they want to say the ma pligi ramei rabbanon. What's the whole machlokes ramei rabbanon b'she'irvu? That's only when they made an eruv. Avol b'shalay irvu loy. We have to add in that extra word loy. But if they didn't make an eruv, then there isn't a machlokes. In other words, the only time of meir is mekel is if the people who live underneath these roofs, they live in the houses, they have to make an eruv with each other, and then they're allowed to carry freely in between the roofs, because we just said, according to both Rav and Shmuel in Shitas Rav Meir, since it's considered to be mukaf, it's considered to be surrounded, and to some extent, it's like there's diur in here. Maybe it's not mukaf ladira, but it has walls, so it's like there's some sort of diur in here. Therefore, they would have to make an eruv with each other in order to be able to carry freely in between the roofs. According to Rabbanon, even if they make an eruv, you're not allowed to carry in between the roofs, because as we said, tashmish on a roof isn't considered tadir. It's not the standard, it's not the classic to carry about on a roof, so an eruv is not going to help. But in Rav Meir, if they made an eruv, they're allowed to carry freely. But if they didn't make an eruv, even Rav Meir would say they're not allowed to carry on the roofs. Which means that Pasulah, we could explain that Korn Shav Meir, when there's an eruv, we treat it as if all these roofs are owned just by one person because of the eruv, and that's why they're allowed to carry freely. Now, this explanation of Rav and Shmuel in Shitas Rav Meir is not like the way we explain the Mishnah, because we didn't say anything about eruv or different Rishuyos. We had just said in the Mishnah that Korn Shav Meir, all the roofs are considered like one thing without having to make an eruv. So these are two different explanations. Now, we could explain Masnisa, the Mishnah would be Shayu Kulan Oilin, Oibasulam Tsuri, Oibasulam Mitzri, that all the people that get up onto these roofs, they all use the same type of ladder, either a Sulam Tsuri or Sulam Mitzri. Sulam Tsuri is big and heavy and is basically planted in its place and is not moved. It's kavua, whereas a Sulam Mitzri is small and portable, and one time they'll put it here, one time they'll put it there. But either which way, it has to be that everyone uses the same type of ladder. Avalam Hayukulan Oilam Sulam Mitzri, but if everyone uses the Sulam Mitzri, this portable ladder, Ve'echad Oilam Sulam Tsuri, and one guy uses Sulam Tsuri, he has a set ladder which is kavua in place, Oysa Shal Tsuri Nasek Pesach, this guy who uses the Sulam Tsuri, his is considered like an entrance onto the roof, Vashar Nasek Kimitarpes, Oilam Kimitarpes Vyared, all the other people are like they're hopping on top and hopping down. In other words, when we have one guy who has a set ladder, it's kavu on the ground, and everyone else is using portable ladders, so his is considered like a pesach onto the roof, and therefore the whole roof is considered his, and everyone else who uses these portable ladders, they're just considered like arai, they don't have a pesach onto the roof, and therefore he has access to it and not them. We continue discussing, now in Shitas Chachamim, Malatalto Bakuloi, what about caring about the whole roof? Let's say we just have one roof owned by one guy, and it's not multiple roofs of multiple guys. One guy has a roof. Is he allowed to carry around the whole thing or no? So Shmuel Amishul says, Matalta Bakulai, no problem, he could carry around the whole thing. Whereas Amachon Bez on top, Rav Amarav says, Ematalta by Elabarba Amos. He's only allowed to carry 4 Amos here. That's because it's considered like a carmelist, due to the fact, as we said before in Shizrachamim, Ain Tashmishai Tadir, it's not standard, it's not classic to use a roof, and therefore it's really considered like a carmelist, so he's limited to Dalad Amos. Now the Gemara suggests, Masisa Pligal Rav, it seems to be the following Mishnah is not like Rav, and we're seeing this Mishnah on the next daf. What does Mishnah say? Gad Gadol, Samach L'Katan. We have a large roof right next to a small one. It basically means that we have 2 houses right next to each other, one's larger, one's smaller, which means that the roofs that are right next to each other, one's larger, one's smaller. Hagadol Motor V'Katan Aser. The large one's allowed to be carried on, the smaller one is not allowed to be. Now, Nicha Hagadol Motor Barba Amos. It would be okay to explain the Mishnah in Shitas Rav that when the Mishnah says that the large one's allowed to be carried around, it means you could carry 4 Amos around the large one. And that's because the large one's considered to have Mechitzos. It's not completely Paritz, it's not completely open to the smaller one. Therefore, you're allowed to carry 4 Amos in the large one. But how would we explain the next part of the Mishnah? Katan Aser, the small one's Aser to carry around, Ba'arba Amos. Does that mean that according to Rav, he's saying that even in Arba Amos, you're not allowed to carry in the small one? V'yesh Isser Ba'arba Amos. Is there an Isser by Arba Amos? Even in a regular Rosh Hashanah Rav Merkarmelis, you're still allowed to carry Dalet Amos. More than that, you're not allowed to, but 4 Amos you are. So how could we explain the Mishnah according to Rav that when we say the small one is Aser, that means even 4 Amos you're not allowed to carry around the small one? Clearly, it seems like Rav is not correct. Somewhere clearly tells that Rav and Shmuel Amri, Rav and Shmuel would both say, even Shmuel would explain Shita's Rav, that the Mishnah could be like him, that Shanoisen Loi Arba Amos Bifnei Peschai. It means that we give him 4 Amos in front of the Pesach. In other words, according to Rav, all the Mishnah over there is addressing is that since, as we're going to see in that Mishnah over there, the small one is considered the Pesach of the large one, so people with large roof are allowed to carry Dalet Amos into the small one, because again, the small one's considered their Pesach. But the people of the small one are not allowed to carry Dalet Amos into the large one, because the large one's not considered their Pesach. And that's all it's referring to. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bun B'Shem Shmuel Amar, he gives a different answer. B'Shahaya Shom Pesach B'Suach L'Gag, it's referring to where the house of the large roof had entrance directly onto the roof. And therefore, the roof is not even considered a roof anymore. It's considered like a chatzer, because it has an entrance and a ladder which is kavua, so you're always able to access the roof very easily. And therefore, we completely take it out of the discussion of rooftops rather than just regular chatzer. And afilu kain, even so, the Mishnah is telling us that a gadol motor shaloi nifretz b'malai, that the gadol is allowed to be carried around because it's not completely open into the small one. Whereas a katan also shaloi nifretz b'malai, the small one's also to carry around because it's completely breached to the larger one. And again, it's not talking about a rooftop, it's really referring to a chatzer because of this ease of access that the house has to the roof. Now we go on to a more detailed discussion between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, "Ain't atem moedim li? Don't you Chacham agree to me? Bekelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, that if we have kelim that started out Shabbos in the chatzer, shematalton oisam b'chatzer, that you're allowed to carry them freely around the chatzer and to other chatzeres as well. So manish tanegag mechatzer. What's the difference between a roof and a chatzer? We have kelim that were shavus on a rooftop, so we should be able to carry them freely between other rooftops. What's the difference? Amru loy, they told him loy, that's not so because im amarta b'chatzer. If you want to say that by a chatzer, that's she'ain lo diurin lamata. There's no diurin. There's no people living underneath the chatzer. Timer begag. Are you going to say the same thing by a roof? She'esh lo diurin lamata. A rooftop has people living underneath it, and therefore, as we explained in the Mishnah, just like there's Rishuyas Chalukas Lamata, there's Rishuyas Chalukas Lamala, and the rooftops are considered separate, so you can't carry Kalim from one to another. Rav Henry may respond to them, let's say the Chatzar was on top of the Gag, which means, instead of it being a regular rooftop, they use the Chatzar as the rooftop. What would you say then? Wouldn't you agree that it's just a regular Chatzar? So Rav Lehi responded to him, Loi, that's not so, because Im Amarta B'Chatzar, if you want to say that by Chatzar we're allowed to carry freely, that's because She'en Kol Echad Makras Mekaymai, no one recognizes their place, which means every space is considered everyone's in the chatzers, and there's no differentiation, oh, this is mine and this is yours, and therefore everyone's allowed to carry freely. But Tamer Begag, are you going to say the same thing by a roof? Shekol Echad Makras Mekaymai, everyone recognizes his spot. Every guy has his access to his roof, and even though the roofs are all connected, it's still very obvious that this is my roof and that's your roof, so we can't compare Gag to chatzer. So Amar Lehen, Rami respond to them, what about if the chatzer itself was divided with small little mechitzos, short little boards maybe or something like that, that made a clear division? This is my section and this is your section. What would you say over there? Would you then say it's usher for them to carry because it's just like the rooftops? And Ad Kan Hoysa Tshuva, says the Gemara, up until here was their response and they didn't have what to say to him. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbon says that no, Mikan Vehila Chayim Meshivin Lefanov. From here, they did still have a response to him. And they told him, well, that's not so because Im Amarta B'Chatzar Shemichitzeh Seha Oilis Ima. If you want to say that by a Chatzar, its Mechitzos go up with it, meaning it's a very clearly defined space which is surrounded by Mechitzos and therefore it's all considered like one for all the Diurim there. But Tamar B'Gag, you can say the same thing by a roof. Its mechitzas don't go up with it, meaning we don't say good asik mechitzta. We don't take the walls of the homes and extend them upwards and make it as if the roof has a mechitza. So they don't have mechitzas, and therefore the roof is different than the chatzer. Now, Meir's response to that is, he told them, isli I also hold that depth is like height. In other words, there's 2 different ways of making mechitzas. You can make a mechitza which is high, or you can make a mechitza that's dug into the ground. That's also proper mechitza, Mechitza, even though you're using it for above the ground and it's dug below the ground. We've had that before, that a ditch that's 10 by 4 is considered a Mechitza. And therefore, just because there aren't actual physical walls to the roof, says Rav Meir, I say good asik, and we extend those walls upwards, so it's like there's walls. And that's a Mechlaikas. Now we have another opinion over here. Tani, Amar Yudah says, Bishas HaShmad, at a time of Shmad, when they say the Yidden aren't allowed to read the Torah on Shabbos, Ayinu Netlan is a Sefer, we took a Sefer Torah, but Ayinu Ayli Mechatzo Lagag, we went from the Chatzar to the roof, Umigag Lagag Acher, from this roof to another roof, Vyashin Vikarin, and we sat and we read the Torah, Vlaimer Adam Dover, no one said anything. So we see that you're allowed to transfer freely, even from Chatzeras to roofs, no problem. However, Amar Lele told him, Ain Shas HaShmad Raya, Shas HaShmad is not a Raya, near the Chum Rumekel, because there's no other way around it. But in a regular situation, it's not necessarily how we would act. Another story, Amar Rebbe tells us, Shayin Hayinu Etzor Reb Shimon V'Tkaya, we used to learn by Reb Shimon in Tkaya, and Vahayinu Netan Shemin Valintes, we would take oil and towels, Vahayinu Nechnasim Mechatzar Lagag, we would go from a chatzar to the roof, Umigag Lakarpe, from a roof to a karpe, from a karpe to a karpe, from one karpe to another one, Achiyun Magin Lakarpe Fasamach Lamayan, until we would get to a karpe that's right next to the spring, Vyardam Tavlumbai, and we go down and immerse in it. So we see from here that chatzar, gag, and karpe are all the same thing according to this opinion. And that's how the Gemara concludes, Ashkachas Omar, Arba Palgavon. Turns out that there's actually a four-way machlaikas here. In our Mishnah, we mentioned three opinions. Now we have four, and here we list them. Number one is Kol Gagas Yerushas Achasein. According to Rav Meir, all the rooftops of the city are considered one Rishos. Now we have to add in Machamar Macham hold Kol Achas Rishos LaAtzma, that each rooftop is considered its own Rishos. Now Rav Yudan Amar, Rav Yudan says Chatzar Gagas Rishos Achasein, the Chatzeres and Gagas, they're considered one Rishos. And Rav Shimon says Chatzar Gag with Karpef Achasein, that's not just a Chatzar and a Gag, it's Chatzar Gag and Karpef. They're all considered like one, but only L'kem Shoshav Subusaychan V'lo L'kem Shoshav Subusaychabayas. We're going to stop here for the day, but we're going to pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Shita of Reb Shimon that we just read. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.